This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman David Dreyer, Republican from the Golden State's 26th Congressional District. He's also the top Republican on the House Rules Committee, and until a few years ago was the chairman of that panel when the Republicans had control of Congress. And we want to get his thoughts today on the unique way that the Democrats may be pursuing a passage of this health care legislation. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg. And I've got to tell you that in the years that I've been privileged to serve in the Congress, I've never seen anything quite like this. The notion of trying to avoid accountability is what's taking place. And while, you know, James Madison wanted the process of lawmaking to be an ugly, messy, difficult, laborious process, he didn't want people to avoid accountability. And that's what's happening here on the largest social program put into place in Social Security and Medicare.
Congressman, most people don't really get to see what happens in the Rules Committee. Once in a while, it's on C-SPAN on key pieces of legislation. What's going to happen inside the committee as Democrats try to change the normal way things are done?
Well, Greg, you hit the nail on the head on a very important issue, and that is the openness that the Rules Committee needs. We've been pushing, and frankly, when I left, when we lost our majority in 2006, we had wired the place so that the American people would be able to see the Rules Committee in action. And they have yet to put the cameras in there. It's the only committee, except for ethics and intelligence, that does not have the committee covered by television cameras. So it needs to happen. If C-SPAN does come in, which I suspect that they will, basically what they're doing now is they're planning to put together a procedure which would mean that there would be no debate on the healthcare issue itself. They would deem or self-enact the Senate health care bill, which is the one with the Husker kickback, the Gatorade, the Louisiana purchase, the $500 billion in tax increases, $500 billion in Medicare cuts, and all the other special interest stuff, which apparently nobody likes anymore. I mean, even Senator Ben Nelson wants to repeal the Cornhusker kickback, and yet they have to vote on that, and they're trying to do everything they can to cover up the vote. And fortunately, the American people get it. Last year when we had the 300-page amendment dropped on us for the cap-and-trade bill in the middle of the night, people started chanting, and I'm sure you heard it, Greg, read the bill, why don't members of Congress look at this stuff? And so I'm arguing now that process is substance. And the Rules Committee is, I hope, going to allow for a clean up-or-down vote, which is what the American people want. And but even if they don't, I know the American people and your audience is smart enough to get it and understand what it is that these guys are trying to do.
Congressman, you've said a couple times now that the American people get it. From my understanding, even if the Democrats go down this either slightly or very convoluted road, depending upon your view of it, there still has to be an up or down vote on the floor on the rule that would change the process, which many people see as a de facto vote on this bill itself. Do you agree with that?
That's exactly right. And the reason is that we will focus our attention on it. But the point here, Greg, is that why is it that they're resorting to subterfuge, sleight of hand, legerdemain? They believe that they can cover it up. But you know what? With you and your skilled reporting and the opposition, those of us who are in the minority, who are going to focus on this. I mean, we're talking about this with regularity. And I think that, again, if you look at what it is that they are trying to do, the American people are opposed to it. I don't believe that we should govern by public opinion poll, but we've had the referenda in the elections in New Jersey, Virginia, and Massachusetts. And the American people have spoken very loudly and very clearly. And today I heard that the Service Employees International Union has done a survey showing that their members are strongly opposed to the backroom deals that are taking place. They're in favor of the bill, but they're opposed to this process through which they're going. And Obama's organization called Something for America after the election, I forget exactly what it's called, but they are in a battle right now with the AFL-CIO. So the bottom line is they've got a horrible product. The notion of having the federal government take over 1/6 of the economy is not what the American people want. They want us to drive the cost of health insurance down, and we can do that by purchasing insurance across state lines, pooling for small businesses, real tort reform, making sure that we do everything we can to expand the incentives through medical savings accounts. Those are the kinds of things that can drive health care insurance costs down. And that's what we should be doing, this incremental step-by-step approach before we have this massive, massive overhaul.
Well, one of the interesting things here, Congressman, is that the president has been demanding for the last couple of weeks a final up or down vote. And now as he goes around to these town hall meetings around the country, and now it appears that that might not happen. I guess the bottom line here is that Speaker Pelosi is worried that she will not get to the 216. Have you had any conversations with any of the Democratic holdouts, those who are on the fence still?
Well, I have. And, you know, the interesting thing is that some of are now slipping to know. I mean, what we need to do is everyone in your audience who is concerned about this needs to contact my Democratic colleagues. And I mean, I've got a list. I'm sure that you make it available to people, Greg, but the list of those who voted yes last time and are thinking about it, because they're hearing from the American people. They need to hear from more people. People like Marion Barry from Arkansas and Tim Bishop from New York, Dennis Cardoza in California. I mean, I can go through a litany of names here, but the fact is these people need to hear from your audience about their concerns about the route that we're taking.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. On one of the cable chat shows just a little while ago today, the former Democratic whip, David Bonnier, said that the Republican majority used the demon pass strategy to get the line item veto through. He didn't say whether he thought that was acceptable at the time, but he said it's a way of getting things done. Do you recollect that was the way anything's been done
sure.
before?
Yeah, I mean, demon pass is not unprecedented. It's been done in the past, but everyone acknowledges last night, Lawrence O'Donnell acknowledged it's never been done on something of this magnitude before. And, this is what it is that they're trying to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's been done to increase the debt ceiling. And you know, it's been done under both political parties. So I don't say it's never been done. But when you've got something that is this clear, the idea of not having any debate on it and just going to a vote, that is clearly unprecedented.
Congressman, we'll be watching, and thank you very much for your time today.
Greg,
we appreciate your insight.
Thank you very much.
California Congressman David Dreyer, former chairman of the House Rules Committee, still the top Republican on the panel, represents California's 26th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.